As one of the experts here at this conference, what examples do you have of good ways in which social media has been used to improve the relationship between young people and youth workers and to make projects more effective?
I think there's a number of ways you can use it. It's clearly sort of, there's a project in the UK where they use it to provide advice, support, information to young people and the youth workers online for a set period of time, and the young people and the youth worker engage. It could be used for organising activities and events. It could be organised for promoting campaigns. So if there's a youth project going on in a particular town or village, they will use different forms of youth media, social media, to actually get the information out to other young people in the area, activities and programmes. A lot of voluntary youth organisations are using it for interacting with their young people, getting feedback as to what they think about certain project or initiative that they're doing.
Youth work has been seen traditionally as a face-to-face relationship between youth workers and young people. Social media perhaps changes that dynamic. What do you think the benefits could be then of integrating social media into youth work?
I think it's providing youth workers with... Youth work for me, right from when I trained 20 years ago, is having a toolbox. A toolbox with lots of different tools in there that you can pull out and use for the right occasion. Whether it's on the mountains, whether it's on the streets, whether it's under a bus stop, whether it's in a youth centre. Yeah. And for me, it's using social media as another one of those tools to engage with young people. You can never do away with face-to-face. We could have done this course online. Yeah? But we're actually bringing people together because we want to explore and discuss some of those issues. And that's what non-formal education youth work is about. It's actually people sitting on the table around a room and actually exploring and discussing some of those issues that come up. So we will have a whole range of issues and dilemmas and challenges that youth workers will face. We've already had some of those issues raised in our Facebook group by youth workers. Do I need to sign up to all these platforms? So I think it's also giving youth workers confidence. I know for a fact, talking to youth workers in the UK, some youth workers don't like social media. Now, if they want to engage with young people and find out what's going on. Because they're probably they come from an era of, it's like when I got trained, we didn't have ICT when I got trained in the early 90s. It was all handwritten essays and stuff. I think there was a handful of us who had PCs when the first Amstrads came out. So those days where you didn't have internet or stuff, if you did, it was through one of those old broadbands at 14 KBs, so things have moved on. People have moved on, young people have moved on. My son spends time online on Facebook, on PlayStation, talking to people all over the world, playing FIFA with people in China or France or India. So people are interacting in different ways. So I think youth workers also need to respond in their skills to be able to respond in those new ways.
What do you think the focus will be? When we think of social media, there is a tendency to think of Facebook and Twitter because they are the ones that are media-friendly, let's say. When you think of social media and youth work and that interaction, what do you think of?
I think of how we use YouTube, how we use photos, how we use audio cast, how we use vlogs, how to use a whole range of tools that will create an array of different experiences for young people. Not to rely on Facebook alone, because not everybody wants to sign up on Facebook. Not everybody wants to use Twitter. Not everybody wants to use MySpace. So it's using a way of using different tools that people can use. One young girl I found recently in the UK, probably about 20s, has been doing a vlog, talking about experiences every day. She just spends 5-10 minutes videoing herself, saying what's happened. And that's raised a lot of issues, both in her own community, but also wider, because she's letting off in terms of challenges a young Asian woman in West Yorkshire has for herself, for her family and so on, and then for the community as well. And at one point she had to stop because the issues she was raising, because for her community she was being too open, sort of selling, almost sort of on YouTube to the world, telling her issues and the challenges she's having with the parents and so on. So I think there are a whole range of challenges that we need to explore and not just rely on one platform. So we're not relying on Facebook, we're not relying on Twitter, but we are exploring Google+, we are exploring all the other tools that are around to see what's best.